The Roanoke Symphony Orchestra kicks off the 2018-2019 season with a free Symphony Under the Stars tomorrow night at Elmwood Park starting at 7:30. And then between September and May, a full season of Masterworks and Pops concerts will be offered at the Berglund Performing Arts Theater, Jefferson Center, or even on the road. Here's a taste of Beethoven's 7th Symphony from a Masterworks concert on November 17th and 18th. Roanoke Symphony Orchestra music director and conductor David Stewart Wiley joins WFIR anchor reporter Gene Morano and me live in studio this morning to talk about the 2018-2019 season. David, it's always great to see you. Welcome. We're glad to have you.
Thank you. Good morning and glad to be here.
Well, let's start with, David, if we can, Symphony Under the Stars tomorrow night. It's going to be a beautiful night, 7:30 at the Elmwood Park Amphitheater. It's free. Good introduction to classical music. People will hear some familiar overtures, for example, maybe some movie scores tomorrow night. What are they in for? What kind of treat tomorrow night?
Absolutely. Well, we love doing this. This is the second annual Symphony Under the Stars. And because it's a beautiful night, want to give our audiences a real variety of what we're doing. We're going to do some film music, John Williams, music from Cowboys, a little Star Wars theme from the film Munich, A Prayer for Peace, another classic by my friend John Williams. Mm-hmm. We're going to do some previews of some of our upcoming RSO Rocks concerts, music of Fleetwood Mac, and even a little Led Zeppelin Kashmir with full symphony, electric guitar, and ballet. So a little bit of everything, some patriotic favorites, and many surprises. So yeah, come on out. We expect several thousand people there, and it's free. Bring a chair. The family activities start about 5:30, but our symphony, chorus, and ballet begin at 7:30, and be there while the sun goes down because it's going to be gorgeous.
No question.
Always nice to see people come out that maybe don't go to classical music and get introduced to you and the RSO.
Absolutely. You know, it's funny. Just last week, I was in the supermarket, and a young mother came up to me and said, "Oh, my goodness. Thank you for doing Jurassic Park last year. We had our chorus master dressed up in a dinosaur outfit." And so this kid was following the dinosaur around Elmwood Park after the concert and would not stop talking about it and said, "Mom, can I go to another Roanoke Symphony concert?" That's what we love. It's about reaching out, making music accessible, making it fun, but of course, at the highest quality we can.
Do you know John Williams? You mentioned John Williams.
I do. He and I worked together in Santa Barbara at the Music Academy of the West. I helped prepare as he came in to do some of his film stuff. One of the most gentle geniuses that I know. I mean, he will, of course, go down as one of the great 20th and 21st century film composers. But an extraordinary, humble man. I was really taken aback. All he wanted to talk about was ask me. He said, "David, you know, what are you doing? What are your dreams?" It wasn't mm-hmm. about him at all. And I really respect that.
Yeah, early in his career, he did TV stuff, and he was Johnny Williams before he hit the big time. So
that's right.
We're talking to David Stewart Wiley, the music director for the Roanoke Symphony Orchestra. Let's talk about some of the concerts. The Masterworks series kicks off September 29th at the Berglund Performing Arts Theater. You've got a guest guitar performance, Antonin Dvorak's 8th Symphony and more. Talk about that kickoff. Are you excited about the Masterworks this year?
Absolutely. And you mentioned the guitar concerto. We are excited. Juan Nicolau has written an amazing piece that connects not only classical guitar, but full symphony in the mountains. One of my long-term goals during my tenure with the symphony is to connect mountain themes and the symphony. And so this guitar concerto was inspired actually by the Mariola Mountains in Spain, and he wrote a beautiful, beautiful piece. He will play his concerto with orchestra, and then we have an after party at the Hotel Roanoke. So it's not only about great music and coming out and seeing the symphony on Saturday, September 29th at the Berglund Theater, but you can come afterwards, grab a special symphony drink, and meet the performers. So go online at rso.com. Check it out. This is your orchestra.
Mm-hmm. That's a Hotel Roanoke, the after party.
That's right.
Let's talk about another in the Masterworks series. We heard a sampling of Beethoven's 7th, Rossini, Shostakovich, November 18th and 19th. You've got a Russian pianist there.
Yeah. Her name is Natasha Peremsky, and she is unbelievable. I worked with her with our orchestra in New York and Long Island and said, oh my goodness, Natasha, would you please come to Roanoke and join us? This will be our first time doing the Shostakovich Second Piano Concerto. She is an unbelievable artist, and our orchestra is excited to welcome her. We have two performances at Chapman Hall in November, so part of our season, lots and lots of stuff, new exciting things going on. We were talking earlier, we have a Russian program in the spring with Romeo and Juliet, with the 1812 Overture, and...
Not going to have real cannons in the theater or anything, are you?
We actually use digital cannon. No, the fire marshal would shut us down if we had actual cannons.
Spoil sport.
I know. But it remains a great concert piece, and I often do it in the summers outdoors, but it really lives well on the concert hall. And we, of course, do the version with our full chorus. We'll have a 150-voice chorus with us for these works. And just really excited. Things are going great. Our partnerships with education in the schools, our pop series has so much going on. I mentioned earlier with our tribute to Fleetwood Mac in the spring, we also have a Broadway show in the fall from ABBA to Les Mis. So I invite some of my Broadway colleagues from New York to come down, and so much great stuff. So check it out at rso.com. Mm-hmm.
All right, it's 8:51. We're delighted to have Roanoke Symphony Orchestra music director and conductor David Stewart Wiley in studio with us this morning. And David, before we talk about the pop series, if you would, talk briefly about the outreach and education programs the RSO is involved with.
Well, these are so vital. Now more than ever, music is a necessity, not a luxury. And our partnerships with the schools are absolutely vital. Yesterday in the State of the City, Dr. Rita Bishop, our amazing superintendent, talked about how important those partnerships are. And I think as we see graduation rates go from in the 50s up now this year over 90%, thanks to the amazing work of our teachers, of the administrators, and Dr. Bishop, the arts play a vital part in that. And music is available to any student in Roanoke City Public Schools that wants that. They can have an instrument, the band, the symphony, the chorus, all of the arts are absolutely vital. And Dr. Bishop points to that as a creative outlet that gets kids to schools. I have one young little boy, Marcus, who said to me, playing the trumpet makes me read better. And I think about how important that is. We know that achieving third grade reading level on time is one of the most vital predictors of success as we're looking for creative citizens. So those are vital for us. We have programs for older folk, our wellness arts, where music is used for memory care. We go into retirement communities. We do all kinds of free events in the community with our wonderful musicians, and truly, as music director, one of my great privileges.
So with David Stewart Wiley, the music director for the Roanoke Symphony Orchestra, and of course the conductor, I wanted to touch briefly again on the pop series. Again, the Salem Civic Center, you can get a table on the floor, picnic, and again, another way, David, to kind of get more people involved with classical. I know typically with the pops, you'll sneak in a classical piece here or there before you get into, some more pop music. You said Fleetwood Mac is coming in, I think, in April, which should be awesome. The Broadway tribute, you like doing those? Does the orchestra like doing those?
It's interesting you say that, because just the other day, our concertmaster, Kemi Takayama, said, I love playing the pops. She said, it's an art form unto itself. We make it fun. We make it accessible. And particularly with things, for example, like the holiday pops, it quite literally is Southwest Virginia's largest holiday tradition. We have thousands and thousands of people come. This year, our guest soloist is Rob Gallagher, a New York Broadway star, will come and perform with us. And so people get to meet great artists, our choruses, the Roanoke Valley Children's Choir always joins us. Kim Davidson does such an amazing work with these young singers. So it's hundreds of people on stage. We have four performances throughout our region. And I love these performances, and the orchestra love playing them as well.
We're running out of time here. We're talking with David Stewart Wiley. I just want to mention, you can go online and look. There's a Valentine Dreams concert with Mozart coming up in February, and other masterworks, and Russian fireworks, March 23rd. Just talk about that real briefly, Tchaikovsky, Rimsky-Korsakov. I mean, there's something about Russian music. It's a little different.
It's interesting you mention that, because one of my good friends, a man born in Russia, said, I'm not happy unless I'm miserable. And that phrase struck It really stuck with me, Gene, because there is so much passion in music from the heart. And a piece like Romeo and Juliet or Bordine Polovetsian Dances, I mean, these are incredibly expressive, beautiful pieces, and the full symphony gets to shine. So many, many things. Again, this is your orchestra. Come check it out. And I would love to invite everybody tomorrow night at 7:30 to Elmwood Park. It's free. Bring the family. Just come on in and out and support your symphony, because it is a time of success and stability for us.
And I wanted to end. We got about a minute left, and we're talking with David Stewart Wiley. What is the state of the RSO, the Roanoke Symphony Orchestra, at this point in time?
So we continue to grow, add programs. We have had balanced budgets for many years, thanks to the great support of our sponsors, our partners. We do more collaborations than ever with the other arts organizations in the Valley.
You're getting out to some different destinations outside of the local theaters?
Absolutely. We travel throughout our region. We truly are a regional orchestra, as the largest orchestra west of Richmond. So our symphony, our chorus, love what we do, and it, again, is a time of success. I'm grateful we have an amazing team, our executive director, David Crane, and staff, the musicians. Even after 21 years, it feels like the honeymoon is still going on. I feel so grateful to be able to continue to serve as conductor of this great orchestra here in Virginia's Blue Ridge.
All right, David Stewart Wiley, RSO, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Gene. Thank you, Joey.